Hello. Hello, everyone. It's October 29th. It's 2 o'clock p.m. You're listening to Dreaming Religion with Sanaya Biani. So let's talk about the higher power in these final hours. So let's get your soul in gear. Today, we'll be speaking with Pastor David Azurdia.
Yes, thank you for bringing me this.
You're welcome, and thank you for coming.
Thank you, everybody, for this environment. And to talk about something very important to respect to the world, God.
Right. Okay. And with that said, okay, we're going to be talking about how to save your soul. Okay, tell us a little bit about your background. Were you raised in a Christian home?
Yes. All my family is a Christian.
All of your family is Christian. So how was it growing up as a little boy in your household? How was it growing up in your Christian home?
Oh, my opinion and my Christian home?
Yes.
Oh, my opinion for not only for my home, mm-hmm. for all the homes.
Mm-hmm.
If we want to the children can growing with a very very good thinking, we have to follow Jesus, because yeah. Jesus, he make a change in our lives, you know, because no one in the world they think only in the stuff of the world, don't think in the God.
Mm-hmm.
They thinking to live the life in this world, mm-hmm. you know. And then if we have God in our hearts, we can teach the children better things. And they can growing with better, thinking. You know?
So what you're saying is, it's better to raise your children with Jesus in the home.
Yes.
So that they will grow up with better thinking.
Yes.
Okay. Okay. So what made you decide to become a pastor?
Okay. When?
Yeah. What made you decide? What happened in your life that caused that drew you to God? That will make you want to go out and preach to other people to bring them to God.
Okay, this is revelation. This mm-hmm. is revelation. Maybe we can tell you something about my life mm-hmm. first. When I have a 13 years old, mm-hmm. yeah, I got a big accident, mm-hmm. you know, but I was on the tree. In the tree, six, 7 meters high.
Mm-hmm.
And then when I was, playing the arms to the tree.
Mm-hmm.
And then when I changed, supposed to be the one big arm, this arm don't support my weight.
Yeah, the branch of the tree.
Yeah, okay. And broke the arm, mm-hmm. and then I come to fall to the ground,
mm-hmm.
and when I fall to the ground, my head destroyed. Is broke,
mm-hmm.
and then when I broke my head, I cannot get up. Only see the sky. And then after that, my body is in the ground,
mm-hmm.
and then my soul, my spirit, mm-hmm. is coming out.
So you had an outer body experience.
Yeah.
Oh, good. Tell us about that.
My experience is when I fall, I coming out from my body.
Mm-hmm.
And then I go back, I give it around the tree half a turn, you know, mm-hmm. and go to the sky. Yeah, to the heaven.
So you were flying, so to speak?
Yeah.
So our spirits do have wings on them?
No, not wings. It's my spirit, my soul.
Yeah.
It's coming out to my body.
Right.
And then I fly.
So do your spirit have a wing to help you to fly, or you just
fly? Only fly, no wings.
Okay.
No wings.
You only fly,
and then
without
I
wings.
Going to very, 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 very faster. I don't know. Because only I see when I see my body is dropping on the ground.
On the ground, right.
Yeah.
So what you're saying is you died and your spirit came out and you went to heaven?
Yes.
Okay, and what did you see when you were in heaven?
When I was fly, I don't see nothing. When the last guy, I see the smoking lesson,
the clouds.
The clouds is coming to me, very white, very white, very white. Mm-hmm. A lot of clouds is covered to me. Mm-hmm. And then I listen a voice and says, it's not your time.
Really? So you heard a voice say it's not your time?
Yeah, but a very strong voice.
You think it was God?
Yeah. And it's God. God, because only God can talk to the spirit.
Right.
You know? Nobody else. Right. Nobody can be a star. Over high and the heaven. Nobody.
Right.
Only God lives there. God is omnipotent.
Mm-hmm.
He's omniscient.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he is staying everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he are in everywhere. And then, when the second time, he said, go back. It's not your time.
That's what he told you?
Yeah, he told me.
Did you see him or
no,
you just
only,
heard his voice?
Only the voice, like this. Mm-hmm. Like this. How you are there,
mm-hmm.
I am here. Mm-hmm. I listen a strong voice.
Mm-hmm.
And then when he said, it's not your time, go back. I go back to my body. In seconds, I was in my body. And then I get up. And one friend, he's coming with me in that place. He was waiting for me.
Your friend?
Yeah, my friend.
And what did he say to you? What did he say happened to you?
I have 3 hours waiting for you. Get up, wake up. And then I say, what time is right now? I say, 6:00. The accident happened when I was 8:00 in the morning.
What? And your friend didn't go get nobody? He didn't go call nobody?
Yeah,
he just sit there waiting for you to come back?
Yeah, he went to tell him the notice to the families, you know? But in the afternoon, he come back about 3:00 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
And I was there. He was waiting for me. He was see what happened with me,
mm-hmm.
you know?
And he had faith that you were going to come back.
Yes.
And he might have played a part in you coming back. Do you know that? His faith that
he
you would come back.
When, yeah, he is scared when he see me at exactly 6:00.
Mm-hmm.
And that's happened. When it happened that he was scared because I see you was dead.
Mm-hmm.
You die.
And he saw you die, and he told you died.
Yeah, he saw me when I die.
Mm-hmm.
He saw when I come back to the life.
Did you see him as you were having your outer body experience? Did you see him standing there?
I don't understand what he said.
Did you see when you first fell? And your spirit started coming out of your body. Did you see your friend there?
Yeah, my friend, I don't see him.
You didn't see him?
No, I didn't see. Well, only I see my body.
Only you saw your body.
Yeah, only when I come back, I don't see when they coming into my body.
Uh-huh.
Nobody was there. He don't see when I wake up.
Uh-huh.
Only only was there and did and drop it and the ground.
Mm-hmm.
When he come back, I don't see when he come back.
Mm-hmm.
Only past 3 hours, when I make a resurrection, I come to back uh-huh. again. And then I stand, I try to stand, I sit down. He catch me to my hand
mm-hmm.
and help me to get up, and we go to the home. But in that time, when it happened that, I don't understand what's wrong. I don't understand why God tell me, go back. It's not your time.
Because you had an experience that he wants you to share with the world. Because that don't happen to everybody. It happens to some people. And I guess for us to believe, for those of us who do believe in God and we believe in outer body experiences, because the Bible do speak of outer body experiences.
The Bible speaks. It's talking about all the experience what we have. And,
right,
and the
it sure world. Does. It yeah. sure does. It talks about
and everything. Now I understand through. Why mm-hmm. God gave me back my life.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because When it happened that I wasn't Christian. I was not in Christian.
And
I don't believe in Christian before. Mm-hmm. Or maybe not. It's not that I don't believe it. The thing I was not Christian. This is mm-hmm. the truth. You know,
mm-hmm.
I was in this world like something like the everybody.
Uh-huh.
You know. They work, they walk, they do everything,
mm-hmm.
but I'm thinking in God.
Right.
You know, we are and the Bible says when all the people in this world is a people dead because they don't have the Holy and the God Holy Spirit.
Right.
They don't thinking nothing the Holy Spirit. For God, they don't think in God, they don't think of nothing. They think only the from this world, the material stuff,
mm-hmm.
you know, money, work,
material things.
Material
they
things.
They don't think about God or the spiritual.
Yeah they don't think like they think only the material things.
Well, tell us why it's important for us to start thinking on the spiritual things.
Repeat again?
Yeah, why is it important for us to think about God and put God in our life and think about Jesus and put Jesus in our life? Why is that more important than material things?
Okay. For us, it's not. We have to put first the heart and God,
mm-hmm.
not and then material things,
mm-hmm.
because the material things is in this world. You understand what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
About God, if we love God, we have everything.
Mm-hmm.
If we love the material things in this world, we don't love God.
Right.
We live for this world.
Mm-hmm.
This world will give everything, but we are dead.
Mm-hmm.
If we love God, we have eternity life.
And okay, so who gave us these things? Who put these things in the world for us?
The things about what
things? Worldly things.
The material things?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. God gave everything to the world.
Mm-hmm.
Because with these things, survival,
mm-hmm.
you know. But this is only vanity.
Mm-hmm.
You know why? Because the vanity is today, tomorrow, no more.
Mm-hmm.
But the God things.
It's temporary.
It's temporary. Temporary. The God things is for life. eternity. Because if you have God in your heart, when you die, this body is come back to the ground.
Mm-hmm.
But your soul and your spirit is going to eternity.
Mm-hmm.
Your soul goes to give, has to, we have a judgment. Mm-hmm. We have a judgment with God. If you do everything good, you work for God, you thinking in God, you believe for God, that thing goes to give you the salvation.
Mm-hmm.
But if you live for this world, the bad things, drugs, everything, all the bad things is now in this world.
Mm-hmm.
It's condemnation.
So would you say that there is a Satan and there is a God, and all of the bad things is for Satan and all the good things are for God?
The good thing is for God. But I have to believe first in the Son, the mm-hmm. God, is Jesus. You know? If you believe in Jesus, he come to die for us.
Mm-hmm.
He give you his blood for you, for my sin, for my bad things, you know?
So when we die, our soul will go someplace, either with the devil or with the Lord, you think?
Devil, they every time is fighting with us.
Right.
Because he don't want we save our souls.
Right.
You know?
He don't want that.
He don't want that. He wants all the people. He wants to catch all the people. For he wants to take all people to the fire lake.
Right. He's trying to get God's people.
Yeah.
He's trying hard. He ain't giving up. He's trying hard to take God's people away from him.
Mm-hmm. And then, but because that's why. And this time, you mm-hmm. see, drugs, prostitution, homosexual.
Homosexuality,
yeah.
I thought you was trying to say that.
A lot of bad things he give to the people, because the people is easy to catch the bad things.
Uh-huh.
But the good things cannot catch him. You know why?
Why?
Because the devil, they close your eyes, your brain.
That's right. He make you blind to those things.
It's blind. It's completely blind. Yeah.
And even our minds, our thoughts that we think. That's why he said cast down imagination. So if you have wicked thoughts in your mind, it's best to cast them out. Because if you got those thoughts in your mind, the devil will play with them. And he will try to make you bring those things out. You know, whatever you think, and he tried to make you fulfill your fantasy. And God said those are filthy dreamers.
Mm-hmm.
So he don't want us to fulfill our fantasies doing evil.
Yeah, I want to read something here.
Okay, go ahead.
It's John 3:16. This is, let me see, John 3:16.
For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish but have everlasting life.
Yes, that what translation, you know, I tried translation, and my English not good, you know, but
yeah.
I tried.
Yeah, but go ahead, you can read it still, find it and read it, you can read it.
Yeah, that what you say is what I was trying to say. But I know in this school, it's a lot of people speak Spanish too.
Right.
Yeah.
All different kinds of languages.
Yeah.
Here.
Okay. I will say it in Spanish, and then after I try to say in English.
Okay. Go ahead.
Okay.
Help yourself.
okay, 3:16. This says here because okay, it says John. What's this for? 3:16. Okay.
Let me help.
Three sixteen. No, I see it. Respondió okay. John. Yeah. Respondió Juan. Yeah. 316. Look, I know. I am wrong. Wrong book. Yeah, John. Let me see. I am wrong. Okay. Here. I find it. It's another book I was. Yep. Okay. Okay. I find it.
Okay, go ahead.
Hello. I was saying in Spanish, and later I tried to say it in English. Yeah?
Okay.
Porque de tal manera amó Dios al mundo que ha dado a su Hijo unigénito, para que todo aquel en él crea, o sea, en Jesucristo, o sea, en Jesús, no se pierda en este mundo de pecado, ¿verdad? Mas tenga vida eterna cuando reciben a Cristo en su corazón, ¿verdad? Porque no envió Dios a su Hijo, a Jesucristo, a este mundo, para condenar al mundo, o sea que él no vino a condenar al pecador, él no vino a condenar a aquellos que hacían pecado, él no vino a destruir lo que la obra divina de Dios, ¿verdad?
Okay, so now we say it in English because we're running out of time.
Okay.
Say it in English.
Okay. The thing is, when I'm talking, I talk with revelation, that's why.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
You understand? Yeah. You have a revelation of all these words.
I know.
Yeah. Yeah, I understand you. You don't understand what I mean.
Oh, okay.
Okay. I will say faster, okay?
Okay.
De tal manera amó Dios al mundo, mm-hmm. que ha dado a su Hijo unigénito para que todo aquel que en él crea no se pierda, mas tenga vida eterna, o sea, se salve. Porque no envió Dios a su Hijo al mundo para condenar al mundo, sino para que el mundo sea salvo por él. El que en él cree no es condenado, pero el que no cree ya ha sido condenado porque no ha creído en el nombre del unigénito Hijo de Dios. Now I will try to translate.
Okay, yeah, I said it in English.
For
God so loved the world.
For God so loved the world. God loved the world.
That he gave his only son.
They give you the only son. They give you the only son.
That whosoever believeth in him. I'll say it in English. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. And that's it. Okay, so we're out of time. So you've been listening to Dreaming Religion with Tanaya Biani and David
Azurdia.
All right. Thank you. And next up we have The Farsi Show. Did you cut us?